Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, Tuesday, 10th of March. It's here. One of the greatest sporting events of the year. Day one today, Cheltenham. Can't wait for this afternoon. Get in front of the telly, underpants, Doritos, couple of beers. Let's go. Right, I have posted my bets on the FTS blog. I've put the link on Twitter and I've emailed it to those of you who registered for the Cheltenham Trends PDF. I sent the Cheltenham Trends PDF and I have just sent today's day one qualifiers. So that is there for people who registered for that. Both those are on their way to you. If you registered for the PDF this morning, that's coming as well. So you should get two emails if you registered this morning, didn't get the PDF last night, both with PDFs attached. So one with the full trends for the week and one with the today's qualifiers. And then my link I've emailed as well for my bets. Anybody else, if you want to look at my bets, they are on ftsincome.co.uk. Go to the FTS blog and they are there. And I've posted the link on Twitter. As always, people get far too carried away with these things. I'm not going to claim by any way, shape or form that I'm going to clean up here. It is a hope. They're educated bets based on info I get, based on the trends, based on seeing what people are backing, based on what little I know of horse racing. I do follow the jumps more than the flat. But this is one of the hardest meetings of the year to have a bet. It's not like, oh, let's have a plot for Cheltenham. You've got top quality horses running against each other at a very tough track on soft ground today. He wonders why I take the mickey out of him. Sugsy yesterday. We're sitting talking, me, three FTS members, Sugsy's there, and he goes, I said the rain is poor. I said, I wonder what that's going to do to the ground at Cheltenham. It was absolutely pouring down yesterday, wasn't it? It was horrendous. And I've been wondering that. He said, whether the Irish horses have got any advantage when the ground's softer, because obviously they get more rain over there. I haven't got any stats to back it up, of course. Well, of course you haven't. No shit, Sherlock, because you don't have stats to back up anything you say. You just come out with Carl Pilkington-like nonsense. Honestly, unbelievable. I can't help it, see? People say, dig him out every day. He gives me something every single day. It's just nonsense. I have absolutely no idea. Do Irish horses do better at Cheltenham on soft ground? I'd imagine it's factored in the price. I've no idea. There you go. Do they get more rain? Yes, but they also seem to dominate Cheltenham. Ones I do fancy, if you're not going to read the blog and don't really care, I'm going to put a couple that I fancy on here. I think Fiddler on the Roof in the first is a nailed-on each-way bet. I do think difficult to see that out the first three. Again, all this is at your own peril if you follow me. 210 Irish looks strong. Notebook could go well. But I've pinned my master Fakir Duderi. We're flipping ecking. See, I try to speak too quick. That's the problem. 250, I've backed a few, but I like Corenta at a big price. 330, I like Durasso at a big price. I think this horse could be fitter. And the 450, I think Imperial Aura will have a great chance in that. But I've also backed Jarvie's Plate at a big price. But they're all on the blog there, and I'll update the results. Nothing's hidden. I do it every single year. Sometimes we win, sometimes we lose. Push on. And then tonight, after we've got over the excitement of Cheltenham day one, the roar of the crowd, the old spuds are there playing to destroy my evening again and ruin my life. Leipzig, 1.63, about right. Leipzig will win this game tonight. Do not doubt it at all. We've now lost Bergwijn as well. Not that I was seeing any great shakes from him. I think it looks like another dud we've bought. I know these guys are having to play out of position, but they just look awful. Defence can't defend. Leipzig look really good at Tottenham. Pass the ball so quickly. Our players are shit and knackered, so I think they'll pass it round us quite comfortably and probably bag a couple. So Leipzig will progress against Tottenham. And then Paris Saint-Germain are playing Dortmund, and having to play this behind closed doors, I fancied Dortmund in the first leg and they won, and I think Dortmund are going to go through. If I was doing anything tonight, I'm not going to have a bet in the game, but if I was doing anything, I'd either lay Paris or back the draw. I do think that the closed doors will add to their woes, and I think this could be curtains for Tuchel. I think Paris are desperate to win the Champions League. I don't think they're going to go through tonight, and I think that may well just be curtains for Thomas Tuchel. I cannot, again, not see Dortmund scoring tonight. Obviously, a couple of big games tomorrow in that, which we'll cover then. The Paris game's tomorrow. Sorry, it's Valencia tonight. Flipping it, I've got my dates wrong there. Sorry, Valencia at Atlanta. At Atlanta stuffed them in the first leg, didn't they? Absolutely hoofed them. Do apologise. So that's my advice for Dortmund tomorrow. I'll cover the other Liverpool game. I'll do that in tomorrow. So tonight, Leipzig will beat Tottenham. Paris Saint-Germain, that is tomorrow night, I think. All that I've just said about that, I can't see Dortmund not scoring. I'll be back in the draw lay in Paris. Tonight, Valencia at Atlanta. I said to you at Atlanta in the first leg, and they absolutely whooped them. And we've got them, Valencia, I can't see getting back into that tie tonight, but 4-1 lead. I think it's just going to play itself out. At Atlanta don't really have to do anything, can soak things up. Not a game I'm involved with. If I had to have a bet, I'd probably say at Atlanta again, away win. I can't see Valencia beating them. I'd probably do the away win and cover the draw. Double chance at Atlanta and draw. Interesting that Paris game to my closed doors. This coronavirus, I said the other day, I don't get people panic buying stuff and this, that. I find it interesting all these sporting events being cancelled. And I don't know enough about the science behind all that. But you got, my boy's going up to London. You got a million people riding the tube every day. Yet you can't put 20,000, 30,000 people in a concert venue or a sporting venue. I'm not really sure what the thinking is behind that. I've not read up on it because I've been too busy over the weekend. But I'd like to read some papers on what the thinking is when we're all mingling with each other anyway in day-to-day life. Italy obviously very serious now, full country lockdown, but I'm just not quite sure on all this sporting cancellations, why that is sort of overriding things like a million people riding the tube stood cramped next to each other in each other's faces. Don't know whether there's a little bit of panic or it's just being seen to do things. Clearly it is worrying and it's going to spread here. I don't think there's any avoiding it. But to be interesting to read. But don't worry, because Donald's on the case, doing great things, doing great things. We've got great tests. We're great. Everything's great. Guys, have a fantastic Cheltenham, whatever you're doing. If you're a match better, I hope all the offers go well. I hear that, I don't know anything about it, some Bet365 offer had people crying yesterday because it wasn't there. Don't know whether that's there this morning. If it is, best of luck to you. Guys like Steve Williamson, etc., trading it. Hope you have a great time. And punters like me, we plays our money, we take our chance. If you follow me at your peril, have a great time. And for the guys who've gone, Gary Smith, Joe Hamilton, etc., if you do listen to the pod, have a fantastic day, guys. It's a brilliant place to go. I think you may be there as well, Steve Williamson. Have a great day. Enjoy the Guinness. Enjoy the racing. Be safe and just have a thoroughly enjoyable week. I'll be back tomorrow, sort of this time, with all the bets and trends for tomorrow. Let's have a great day one. Enjoy yourself, guys, and then watch Spurs get beat tonight.